Habit six is the habit of creating something together that bonds us. Habit six, synergize, means that the whole is greater than the sum of the parts, that literally the strength of our marriage, the strength of our relationship in this team or in this business or in this school is the fact that we are different, that we think differently, that we see it differently. But can you imagine the amount of personal security it would take to truly deepen our hearts, not have prejudice, not prejudge, to discover our wife again today, freshly, newly, as if we had never seen her before, to experience our husband on the basis of the experience of today, to experience the son or child or the boss, and not to have to carry the label of yesterday, to not to have to live out of our memory, but to live with imagination, with the potential of what other people have inside them, to live on the basis of what you might call true faith in the potential of other people, and to see in that faith hope for the future, and to have the spirit of charity that follows so that you are not jumping upon them and looking for evidence to, say, undermine them or to validate some earlier prejudice. So in a sense, habit four is the fruit of the first three habits, but it is the root of five and six. That is, it is like the tree that has its roots deep into the soil of mutual benefit, of trust, of abundance, of a desire for really valuing other people as you value yourself. Then the natural route to take, like a road, is habit five. We need to communicate. We need to understand each other, but always to understand the other first. Not to judge, but to understand. It's very interesting that judgment and understanding are almost inimical concepts, literally. You cannot judge when you understand at the same time. They're mutually exclusive emotions, literally. And it's very ironic. Those who do not judge will not be judged. They will not be judged. They'll find that they'll create an aura around them and a culture around them that is non-judgmental. Why? Because they are so accepting. They notice. They observe. They don't judge. And they seek to understand without judgment. They don't agree or disagree. They're not into sympathy. Empathy is not sympathy. They observe. They notice. They understand. But then they also want to be understood. And out of that interaction flow new insights, new awarenesses that neither of them had before. And if they truly understand each other's deeper needs and interests and concerns, usually the creative right brain enables them to come up with solutions that are truly synergistic. So habit six becomes the fruit of four and five.
在线英语听力室，感谢您的收听，请记住我们的网址：3w.teamroom.com。